Now, the last topic we're going to go over is auto blogging using WordPress. You can actually make a WordPress blog, get its own content, and post it without you doing anything at all after you set it up. To do that, you need a plugin that you can get for free. It's called WP-O-Matic. You just download it from the link in the resources document, and then we do the same thing we did with our last plugins, upload it in the cPanel, unzip it in the plugins directory, just like we did when we installed all our other plugins. Save that to the same directory as the rest of them. Then we'll go to our cPanel. And just to refresh your memory, we'll go through the whole thing again. We'll go to File Manager. Then to our directory where WordPress is installed. Then into WP-Content. Then into plugins. Then we upload our plugin here. Click upload, and then you'll browse for it on your computer. Grab WP-O-Matic, let it upload here. Back, and then click on WP-O-Matic extract. Close that, and then delete the zip file. Then we go back to our blog now, into the admin side. And we go to plugins. And we'll activate WP-O-Matic. And there you see that it's activated. It's in with the current active plugins. You'll see up here it says, please click here to set up and configure WP-O-Matic. So click there. You can also get to it from the installed plugins on the side here. Now the WP-O-Matic uses functionality of something called SimplePy. Don't need to worry yourself about that, but what you do need to do is click this test link here and make sure that your server is compatible. And what you want to see is congratulations down here. You see that, you know you're all set. So click next. Next, it's showing you the time that you selected for your WordPress blog. And remember, in this case, we had UTC minus 7. So it's showing us UTC time and our time, making sure it's correct. You can click here to reconfigure it on the options. We've already done that, so we go to next. WP-O-Matic depends upon a process being run as a cron job. You can just copy this. Let's copy this out of here for use later. And you don't have to set this up. What you can do is just load up your homepage every day and it'll do the same thing. I'm going to save this into Notepad for later use. Now let's also save the raw URL to that job. Now let's click next and click submit, and that'll finish the installation up for us. The next thing we have to do is go find some places for our blog to grab content. Our automatic blog is fed by RSS feeds. So what we want to do is find RSS feeds that will satisfy the topic for our blog. So what we'll do is you go to Google and you type in the subject, whatever it is, we're going to say affiliate marketing in this case, plus RSS. It'll then bring up some results, and then you can go have a look at what it brings up. So as an example, this was the first one that came up, and we have a look for our feeds, and what we're looking for is the XML feed. So what you can do is right-click on it, and then copy link location. Now what you can do also is click on it, and it will bring up a screen like this, and it will show you what is actually in the RSS feed. So you can look and see how often things are being posted. And if it looks like a good match, then that's one that you can save to put in your WP-O-Matic setup. So just add it to your notepad and pick up as many feeds as you want here. You should pick up quite a few. It'll take a while for you to research the feeds that you need. Okay, so once we've decided that we have enough content through feeds, we go back to our blog. Now, what we're going to do first is go to options, because there's a little bit more we need to do here. And usually, you're going to get a message like this that says the cache is not writable. And where it is, if you look down here, you'll see the image cache path is cache, and then it shows you exactly where that is. So you need a writable directory in there. Remember how we set up the sitemap. We need to do basically the same thing. So what we do is we go back to our file manager again and make our way to plugins and go inside WP-O-Matic. And then in here, we create a directory called cache. So a new folder, call it cache. Or you can call it something else and change it inside the blog as well. Okay, now we want to change permissions. So make sure everything's checked. It should say 777. Now we'll go back here. So what I was saying there, if you named it something besides cache, all you got to do is change it here. Let's refresh here. Okay, and that error has gone away. That's all we need to do there. Now we're ready to set up our campaign. We have our feed, so we go to Add Campaigns. Now we give our campaign a title. And you can just pick a title that is something to do with the feed. So we could say this is our affiliate marketing feeds. Okay, and then it automatically fills in the slug down here, whether it's an active campaign, which it is. Next, click on feeds. And here you can add as many feed URLs if you want. If you fill up all four here, you just add more. So we'll go back to our list here. I'm only doing one, but you should have a list of several. So we'll put that in there. Categories. What you're going to want to do now is pick the category that you want your auto blog entries to go into. So we'll put affiliate marketing here for this one. And of course, you can add more down here if you wanted to. You could say, do a quick add, say now you probably don't want to do this, but just to check out how it works. And next, go to the rewrite. Here we can transform words into other words. This would be a good way to add your affiliate links in here. So what you could do is put the word affiliate marketing. If you wanted to change the text from affiliate marketing to something else, you could do rewrite to here. And if you want to link it to something, you could check it here. So you put affiliate marketing, and then you could put your product URL in here or your affiliate link. Then we go to options. You can make the post template look different if you want. Here you can set how often you want the feeds to be checked. So right now it's 1 day, 5 hours, 0 minutes. So you could say 1 day, 0 hours, 0 minutes. It'll recheck it every day. Here you can tell it whether you want it to use the feed date, whether you want to ping back the original post, a type of post to create, publish, private, or draft. If you pick publish, then it's going to be available for the world immediately. The author out of the drop-down box here. Max items to create on each fetch. If you set it to zero, it's unlimited. whether you want the post titles to link to the source article in the RSS feed, and discussion options. So you can say discussion is closed or whatever you want to do there. Then we submit. Okay, so it says our campaign has been edited successfully. So we can click on campaigns now, and it shows us all of our campaigns that we have ready to go. So now for this to work, we would have to load up this URL in our browser, or we can put this in our cron job. Now let's go over setting up a cron job. Now this is a bit of an advanced function, but it's not that tough to do. So we'll go back to our cPanel, and we find cron jobs on here. Click on cron jobs. Now click standard. Then bring up your cron job here. So let's have it check every hour. And that's all we have to change there. And then we take the command. And we paste it in here. Then we add the cron tab. And it's all set to go. Now in about 20 minutes time, this would load up. We can also click on fetch to load it right away. So it'll process the feeds. Let's just make sure that it works properly. And as you can see, it put 269 posts on our blog at this time. And now that the cron job is attached, it'll keep doing that until you stop the cron job for all of the feeds you have in there. So that is how you can set up an automated blog with your affiliate links or your product links embedded into the text that is retrieved from the RSS feeds. Now, if we have a look at our site here, we'll do a view site. And if we roll down, here's our most recent posts. And down here are categories, and here's our automated entries. So if we click on that, it'll take us through all the automated entries that have been made here. Now remember when we set up our RSS feed, we had it rewrite the words affiliate marketing to link to our affiliate product. So here you'll see affiliate marketing has been hyperlinked. Let's click on that, and it should take us to the product that we had in our redirect that we set up earlier. And indeed it did. It took us here with our affiliate hop link. That concludes the video series on WordPress.